Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special treat for you. My special guest, Steve Behrman, and his sidekick, Swami Beyondananda, are here to help us wake up laughing, wise up loving. This will be both fun and enlightening at the same time. And then next Friday on July 15th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now note, this week I will not be sending out a what's up in the heavens, so next week you'll get one. And in the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. So look for me on Facebook under Madeline C. Gerwick and let me know what's on your mind. That's MADELINE, middle initial C, GERWICK on Facebook. Now, before I introduce my guest today, we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life or business, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is an easy-to-use, color-coded calendar. And it shows you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of those actions taken during those times. And to get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the Polaris store or look for the free Today's Guide on the home page. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. Now I want to introduce today's guest. Steve Behrman is an internationally known author, humorist, and workshop leader. And for the past 23 years, he has written and performed as Swami Beyondananda, the cosmic comic. Swami's comedy has been called irreverently uplifting, and it's been described both as comedy disguised as wisdom and wisdom disguised as comedy. Now, as the Swami, Steve authored Driving Your Own Karma. And when you see a sacred cow, milk it for all it's worth. And Swami for President, a seven-step plan to heal the body politic and cure erectile dysfunction. Now, his latest book, written with cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, is Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here. It's a great book, by the way, and I highly recommend it. Now, next Friday evening on July 15th, he'll also be appearing in Seattle at East West Bookshop. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thank you so much, Madeline. Your timing is perfect.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad I could get you on the show right before your visit. That's fabulous.
Me too.
Now, I first saw you do a Swami show in 1992 at an IONS healing conference in Washington, D.C. So you've been at this for quite a long time. So tell our listeners, how did the Swami come about?
Well, I like to tell people that I got struck by enlightening during a brainstorm. Yeah, actually, I've always loved humor. I was fortunate enough to spend my formative years in New York in a family that where humor was appreciated. So I had a background in it. I always loved it. But it wasn't until after I started a career as a professor at Wayne State University and got laid off that I had an experience where I realized the value and power of humor. I took a job doing tree work for the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan, And while I was there, I started a little newspaper for the guys at the shop with a fellow worker. And I just began to notice how much humor really enhanced creativity, enjoyment, allowed us to tell the truth through in a way that people would hear it. And so when I decided to start a publication in 1980 called Pathways, which was one of the first holistic publications in Ann Arbor, Michigan, my partner in that venture and I decided that people took spirituality and so on much too seriously, and there needed to be a way to show the lighter side of enlightenment, and the Swami showed up. So essentially, there's two of us in here.
Exactly. I love it. You got a multiple personality order there, right?
It's multiple personality order. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's not a disorder. And, you know, I'm looking at that as the wave of the future. You know, we are so overpopulated in this world. And I read about a guy that had 10 personalities, and I'm thinking, that's efficiency.
Yeah, exactly.
if we had more people like that, we'd need fewer people.
That's right. You could live 10 lifetimes at once. That's cool.
Exactly. It's definitely compression.
Oh, exactly. Well, as you know, I am a very big fan of the Spontaneous Evolution book that you wrote with Bruce Lipton, and I actually think it's one of the most important books that's been written. So what do you think is the most important message from that book?
Well, first of all, it's a follow-up to Bruce Lipton's really excellent bestseller, Biology of Belief, which talks about the impact our beliefs have on our biology and our lives. And so Spontaneous Evolution looks at the impact of our collective beliefs, our societal beliefs, on our world. And in this shrinking world that could use a good shrink, we're noticing that so many of the institutions are simply not working anymore.
Right.
And that's because we're on the cusp of an evolution, that
yes.
Crisis precipitates evolution. So the crisis that we see at this point is really the beginning of an evolution where we recognize that we're all cells in the body of humanity.
Right.
It's a whole different order, a whole different way of seeing things. And some would say, well, that sounds utopian. Well, if we look at the 50 trillion cell community under our skin, cooperation is natural, and everybody benefits by working for the greater good of all, we see that it's not utopian, it's simply health and sanity.
Right, exactly right. Yes, and I was quite impressed with the economic model that the body has.
Well, yes. In fact, in the body, first of all, we have a thriving system of cooperation. We have universal health care.
Right.
Full employment. No cell left behind.
Right.
And, you know, the organs cooperate, the heart, the liver, the pancreas, the heart, the stomach, they're all working together. You never read about the liver invading the pancreas demanding the islets of Langerhans. It just doesn't
right.
happen.
Exactly.
And energy is dispersed on the basis of the cells. You know, every cell gets what it needs to thrive. But
right.
the cells that actually do the greater job for the entire system get paid more. Some of
right.
them even have staffs to work for them.
Right.
There's no borrowing. You can't put something on your Ascended MasterCard and pay for it next lifetime.
Exactly.
We only have the energy we have to deal with.
Right.
And so, creating the most happiness bang for the energy buck is really the way we want to go.
Right. Right. It's a brilliant, brilliant concept, and I'm so glad you guys wrote about it. Well, now, next, I'd like to ask the Swami to answer some questions. And the first one is, does the Swami have any recommendations for our Congress so it can pass a budget and increase the debt ceiling to prevent our Treasury from defaulting?
Hold on. Let me get him. He's hovering above.
Okay.
Oh, this is the Swami. I understand I'm wanted for questioning.
Yes, you are.
Okay, now you're asking about the economy, recommendations for Congress. Well, first of all, you know, the Congress is really only following our orders. Now, it may not look that way because they don't seem to be following our orders, but yet we have allowed a system to exist where the rule of gold has overruled the golden rule. And we have gold-collar criminals who are operating, and they have learned to use their energy, what the Chinese call qi, to gain unfair advantage. This is called cheating.
Cheating,
yes. And so what we really want to stand for, people coming left and right, from left and right, people coming front and center, what we want to stand for, government of the people, by the people, for the people, where the government does our bidding, not the bidding of the highest bidder.
Right.
Because right now, that's what we have.
The
corporations, I'll have to be blunt here, instead of paying taxes, they have decided to eliminate the middleman and pay the legislators directly.
Yeah, yeah, so it seems to be working pretty well for them, doesn't it?
So if we want the Congress to actually create a healthy system, then we have to forget about these two political parties that we have who are partying on our dime, and we need to overgrow the current system and have a true front and center party that is willing to bring the best of the conservative and best of the progressive and ask the questions, what do we want to conserve and how do we want to progress, and use the intelligence intelligently.
Oh, wow. Well, after all that, can you imagine what the Swami will have to say about earthquakes and climate change? Neither can I. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, my special guest is Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. Steve co-authored one of the most important books I've read, Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future, and A Way to Get There from Here. And the Swami will be here in Seattle next Friday evening to give a show at East West Bookshop. Now, Steve, I still want to ask the Swami a few more questions. And I'd like to know, you know, a lot of people are concerned now about earthquakes and earth changes and even personal earthquakes. So what does the Swami have to say about earthquakes and avoiding them?
Well, I'll tell you something. It's very, very, it's simpler than you might imagine. Okay, if you find a fault, don't dwell on it.
I love it.
I mean, you build your house on a fault. Whose fault is it? It's your own fault.
Right.
Okay, so that's the secret to avoiding earthquakes.
That's the secret to avoiding earthquakes. And what about all the earthquakes that are happening all around the world? Is there any secret to stabilizing the earth at this point?
Well, you know, I think that this is, in a certain sense, it is a reflection of our consciousness. And, you know, we have not been that kind to our mother, and she's trying to get our attention.
Yes, she is.
we are web of life. Our activities have been web of life threatening, you know.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And that, I guess this is her methodology of getting us to wake up and pay attention.
Well, yes. I think global warming might be the fever, you know, to actually, you know, get rid of some of these germs.
Ah, there you go. Well, speaking of global warming, we've had a lot of unusual weather this year, at least where I live. And so what insights does the Swami have regarding our climate changes?
Well, I have to tell you something. In regards to global warming, first of all, the power of the earth to counterbalance. You know, nature has a way of counterbalancing everything. Yes?
Yeah.
So think of it this way. For the past several generations, the earth has gotten warmer, right?
Right.
And yet, each generation of children are cooler than their parents were.
That's right.
Is a natural balance. Yes?
That must be it. Yes, cool kids. I love it.
Well, you know, and yes, we are all trying to shrink our footprint, right? I'm wearing smaller shoes right now.
That's are you?
Doing that. And, you know, we need to actually release these fossil fuels. Yes, we need to release those, and we need to use the new clear energy of the sun. You know, I live in Santa Rosa, California, and I am so proud that someone here in Santa Rosa actually opened up the world's first solar-powered tanning salon.
Wow.
Yeah,
solar-powered tanning salon. Now, this is like where you guys are out in the sunshine.
We're way ahead. Way ahead. Solar-powered suntan. What can you think of, Pat?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's hysterical. Okay. Well, now, let me go back to something that we were kind of talking about. I want to bring Steve back now.
Okay, I'm back. I was here before. And this must be the hereafter. I've reincarnated as myself.
Oh,
the Swami is floating in the ethers at the ready for another.
Oh, handy of him to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that you're doing a project on reuniting America. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, first of all, my background is political science ever since I was a kid. I've always loved the politics and everything related to it. And yet, we have a very, very broken system. And one of the, you know, there's some very, very basic principles of political science. One of them is the quote from Lord Acton, which is, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the other is the Machiavellian principle of divide and conquer. And the American people have been divided and consequently conquered through the culture wars that began after the Vietnam War, during the Vietnam War. We've been divided into the red tribe Republicans and blue tribe Democrats, who spend all of their energy arguing about whether it's worse to kill the born or the unborn. Meanwhile, the gold-collar criminals that the Swami has been talking about have essentially taken over. And because we are so divided, we can't, until this point, we have not been able to gather the moral authority to stand for the principles that 90% of us agree on. We want to have a government that's honest. We don't want to be ruled by corporations. Even the conservatives don't want to be ruled by corporations. Nobody does. But by default, and because we've been divided, this is what we have.
Right.
So the Reuniting America Project is with a friend of mine, Joseph McCormick. And Joseph's background is very much different than mine. He was a right-wing Christian conservative, Army Ranger, ran for Congress as a Republican. And when he lost his election, that began, in a way, a dark night of the soul and a lot of reexamination. And while he still is the base, he has solid conservative principles like being responsible for oneself and fiscal responsibility and so on, he has really expanded and broadened, and he realizes that the values of America that we share in common are very, very strong, and we need to use both sides to create essentially an integrated, whole-brained, whole-hearted politics. And so Joseph and I are working on a book called Reuniting America. We will be doing a program in Seattle. It'll be on Tuesday, the 19th of July. The location will be up on my website, wakeuplaughing.com, and you'll get to meet Joseph and myself. The exciting thing is that new coalitions are being built now in Seattle and in other places of conservative libertarians and progressive Greens.
Mm.
They are teaching one another.
Great.
And recognizing, conservative libertarians have a lot to share about finances and the Federal Reserve and so on.
Right.
And the green progressives have a lot to share in regards to preserving our environment so that we all grow up into a healthier, happier world. So
exactly.
There are new alignments that are being created. And, you know, there's so many Democrats and progressives who are going, whatever happened to Obama? And I guess the controversial statement that I've made is conservatives like to be lied to. I mean, if you tune in Fox News, you understand that.
Right.
Whereas progressives prefer lying to themselves.
I see.
And
well, you know, the little deal with the near accident of, you know, the near plane accident that had Michelle Obama and the kids on it, I thought was like a memo to Obama.
Well, you know, and I think that the only way to deal with political assassination, whether it's merely a career assassination like they did with Elliot Spitzer, or Van Jones, or whether it's an actual assassination like what happened with Paul Wellstone, the only way to deal with it is to bring it out in the open so everybody understands it.
Right.
You know, what happened in Egypt earlier this year came from what the Swami would call an upwising, people waking up and wising up to how much they have in common. The only thing that's going to make a difference in this country, it's not going to be another anti-war march organized by progressives. That's not going to make any difference at all.
Right.
What will make a difference is progressives and conservatives together stepping outside the matrix of our current system and coming up with something that is a likelier story than the one we've been told.
Right.
That's what's going to make a difference. And you have to be able, that's what I mean where progressives are lying to themselves. They're not
right.
willing to, generally, not willing to look at the really, really, really dark side of American politics.
That's true. And I have actually done a fair amount of work of trying to wise people up to the Federal Reserve and what's happening with that. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of very dark stuff that goes on that is not generally talked about.
And that's why laughter is so important. I was asked to do a show, believe it or not, comedy presentation for the conspiracy conference.
Oh, cool. Well, now I'm seeing our time is running out here, and I want to mention again that you're going to do your show next Friday, East West Bookshop. Is that 7 p.m.?
Yes. Is it 7 p.m. or is it 7:30? Let me check. Maybe it's 7. It must be at 7 p.m.
I think it's 7, but I might be wrong about that. Check the website for East West
Bookshop.
Yeah,
if you go to Wake Up Laughing, you'll see it.
Wake Up Laughing. 7:30 p.m. Okay, 7:30 p.m.
Friday the 15th.
Friday the 15th. Perfect. And how can people contact you?
You can write to me directly at my website, info@wakeuplaughing.com. There's a contact form. You just write contact. I read all of those, and I'll respond to your
fabulous.
Email.
Okay, fabulous. And I want to close the show quickly here and tell everybody, and thank you for coming, Swami and Steve.
Well, thank you. I hope you join me at my show to Wake Up Laughing and Wise Up Loving.
I will definitely do that. So you guys out there, if you're going, I'll see you there. Now, next Friday on July 15th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can call us toll free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.